GM, how's everybody doing?
GM, bullish, sir, bullish.
We got a little dip for ants today. What is this, a dip for ants?
These small dips make me even more bullish.
I was on the TFL spaces, but I kept getting rugged. I couldn't even join. It was so buggy. So hopefully this is better. I don't know if anybody else was having that issue, but I
thought it was me, actually.
I thought it was my internet. But I know several people it was happening to. Nigga Lunatic said it was happening to him. I don't know what the heck was going on there. It was weird. It was really weird. But like, I couldn't even I couldn't even stay on. It was that buggy.
Yeah, for me, the speakers were coming in and out, and then I heard a couple of sentences and then silence for 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden voices again in the room. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like that. I heard them for 10 seconds, and then it would stop, and it would be silent for a few minutes, and then I'd hear them for 10 seconds again. So it was obviously happening to multiple people. JG, you said it was working fine for you though, huh? You there, sir?
Working not so fine anymore, huh?
Yeah. Sencom, are you with us? GM?
Oh, no, I'm here. I didn't know you were talking to me. I'm making coffee, my bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you said it was working fine. TFL space was working fine for you, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what? In the very beginning, it was a little hiccups, but it started to even out. But there was a lot of people. I was in a bunch of chats where people were saying they couldn't hear. So, I mean, I don't know. Right now, you're coming in loud and clear to me right now. So maybe we got a better hookup.
Yeah, hopefully.
How many people were in there? Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I love TFL. Sometimes there's, I don't know, whatever. It's not the most fun. Anyway, why don't we turn this up like how we get this going?
What you're really saying, JG, is our spaces are more fun, right?
Well, we have more fun. It was just, I don't know. Look, you know, sometimes you know, the big brains get talking and, you know, the smaller guys just are like tune out. So let's just take it back to the mid-curve. Not everybody needs to be a rocket scientist to have fun and enjoy this. Like, let's
do it. There's nothing worse than a boring space, right? We don't want no boring spaces. And you're right. We got to keep it mid curve, right? That's why you and I are here. CENTCOM balances out the big brain side of it, right? And we kind of keep it balanced. Got to have something for everybody, right? You got to have something for the normies. Got to have something for the big brains. A little bit for everybody.
CENTCOM, you want to do a mic check?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Should we get this thing rolling then?
Do it, sir. Light this firecracker. Let's go.
Welcome to the weekly White Whale community call, everybody. If you're new to our community, you can find all the critical information through the link tree and our Twitter profile. And we invite everybody to join our Discord and participate in a live discussion. The channel is called Community Calls. Without further ado, let's dive right into the market data. Whale price stands at 3.85 cents, which gives us a market capitalization of roughly 15.8 million. Social data is mostly flat. We have 22 followers less on Twitter, 14 people more on Telegram, 10 people more on our Discord. And regarding the yield data, so I looked into Deving.zone a couple of minutes ago. So the Terra satellite market is going bonkers, 83% bonding APR without any multipliers. So if you were bond today, you will get tomorrow a bonding APR of 83%, which is pretty huge. And obviously, most of our loyal bonders like bonded there for over half a year now, so they should get really juicy rewards. And then I think we're going to talk about this, but Alliance rewards are back. So Amp Royalty and Bone Royalty weren't yielding much over the last couple of days, but I think they're going to come back strong, especially now when the Luna price is higher right now. Alliance rewards, plane staking will be 55%. And then I want to mention lastly the Whale BTC LP, which yields you at the moment 61% if you Alliance stake your Whale BTC LP token. So that's pretty juicy as well. And yeah, before I hand it over to Sancom, hashtag ride the whale, retweet the spaces, get the word out, guys. Yeah, let's make this as big as possible. And with that, Sancom, you can take it from here.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. First of all, the yields you just mentioned, Ponzi, those are real yields. The 80% on Terra, that's freshly bought whale from the open market spot buy pressure every day. And the multiplier, so the longer you lock your tokens there or keep them locked, the higher your multiplier will get. And the loyal community members, they haven't been doing this for half a year. They have been doing this for over a year now. So we're talking about really high multipliers and sweet real yield. And I think we should start with something light and something everybody was looking forward to, which is the Terra Alliance. So
hey, Sancom, real quick, sorry to jump in, but before we get in, you know, just we're not above a shill out here, so everybody just retweet this space, let the people coming out the door of the TFL space, let them know, hey, there's another space going on here, hashtag ride the whale, let's usher them all in, right? Let's herd in the cattle, get them in the door here, because there's a lot of good stuff to go over, a lot of fun stuff to go over. And like JG said, our spaces are fun, right? Our spaces are fun. So get them in the doors. All right, Sancom, proceed.
You're still on mute, Sancom.
Hey, is Twitter rugging now? Did they
get it? Is he rugged? Maybe I shouldn't have interrupted him. Maybe it's my fault.
Hey, Murphy's Law is in full effect right now.
Sancom, did we lose you? Blink twice. Blink twice if you're with us.
Like a hostage.
All right. I'll give it a crack. And we'll see how this goes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now your captain. I'm driving this bus. So here we go.
All right.
There we go. Thank God. Just in time.
Yeah, I was about to get nervous here. But this is my fourth attempt of talking about a line. So let's try again.
All right, so go for it.
TFL experienced the same issues that we had on Migaloo. And they applied the same fix that we do, just one day earlier. So the whale staking and the carbon staking on Terra is now working as expected. So as of today, I think 12 UTC or 11 UTC, so 5-6 hours ago, the rewards are flowing as they should again, which means if you're staking carbon there, you get your Luna. If you're staking whale, you get your Luna. So everything's back to normal.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby girl. Hi. Hi, honey.
JJ. Your dog must be very lovely. The way
my bad. I didn't realize I was still under mute.
Lovely.
My bad.
All right. So the alliance is working again. So all the different yield strategies you have and you know, your farming of Luna can proceed as normal. Which, and this is a great way to pivot to the bug we had on Migaloo, also with Alliance. So if you have been staking BTC, remember, Migaloo is leading in the space when it comes to restaking and the first chain to enable Bitcoin restaking. But there was a slight miscalculation in the Alliance rewards so that the BTC stakers didn't get what they should get. So we took a couple of snapshots and we will reimburse the missed rewards, what you should have been given. So if you've, you know, if you've been staking until now, you will be reimbursed by an airdrop as soon as the upgrade is completed this Friday, tomorrow.
And so translation for all the mid curves and all the normies is funds are safe. And Whale Alliance stakers can go back to eating steak again tonight and every night here from now on. It was rough. We had to eat vegetables. We had to eat some veggies for the past week or so. It was rough. We had to tighten our belts, you know, and suffer through it. But steak is back on the menu for all you Whale Alliance stakers.
Well, that's good because I did lose some weight over the last week.
It was not, I know. It was hard. It was hard, man.
But now so, I can finally feed my
family. That's right. Again. We can feast again.
All right.
So sorry. All continue. Good.
Yes. So Alliance, first big thing. Second very big thing is you probably saw the tweet from the main account that you can now, for the first time in history, and finally, after many attempts, trade the White Whale pools on Osmosis as if there were just yet another pool on the Osmosis main decks. So if you go to app.osmosis.zone and you have some shitcoins flying around and you want to trade them for high quality sail tokens or roar tokens or whale or amp whale and soon bone whale, bone Osmo, then you can now do so. You know, very easily. I think with the integration, I haven't checked, but I'm pretty sure it is. Calculate Finance, so the DCA tool should be integrated now too, so you can DCA in and out of various tokens listed on the DEX. So that's a big one, and I'm confident that Sebastian wants to comment on this.
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, this was such a freaking battle. I don't know. I guess it's just the first mover thing, but it was like pulling teeth getting to this point. So we finally got there. We you know, we pushed it through, and you know, it's a big win, right? It's just a really big win. And honestly, and we'll get into sale in a little bit here, but there was a lot, I think there's a lot of projects waiting for us to be integrated into the Osmosis DEX before they pitch and want to get liquidity on our DEX, right? Which makes sense. So it really, you know, this is another one where we kind of the floodgates have opened. You know, so I'm excited to watch the volume over the coming days, excited to get some new exciting pools on our White Whale DEX on Osmosis and really get that hub fired up. So it's good win for us.
Yes, it's a massive win, and it's not only the White Whale and the DEX part of things. I think the integration into the Osmosis front end is also a major step for everybody who builds with us and maybe the right program or, you know, builds with us outside the right program, because this enables us to get the best of both worlds. On the one hand, we get exposure to all the Osmo users, because whoever, you know, uses Osmosis, and many people do, most people in the cosmos use Osmosis, not exclusively, but they use it. And now all of these different users can access our pools, and we have exposure to them. While at the same time, we still kind of have this walled garden around our liquidity.
which we benefit obviously from. So there's now this win-win situation where Osmosis gets more pools, different tokens, more liquidity, more volume, different users from different parts of the ecosystem. And everybody who builds with us and uses the DEX gets exposure to the large Osmosis community. So Sol can go there and we can keep, continue working closely, very closely together, while at the same time getting exposure to all these Osmo users in a win-win situation. So I think that's just really a fantastic move. And I'm, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think between Terra and Migaloo and Injective, Osmosis will be one of the, or will be the next very successful satellite market. And, you know, for those of you who've been peeling their eyes and saw the announcements of the mad scientists, there's not only White Whale cooking on Osmosis, there's not only the SailDAO cooking on Osmosis, Backbone Labs is too, and I'm sure when we get to it, JG will have a lot of interesting alpha to share on what's happening on Osmosis. So we had Alliance back on the menu. We had Osmosis integration, which means we've now concluded the expansion. It took longer than expected because of this, you know, front-end pool integration, but now we concluded it. And the next major item that I have on my list here, that I think, you know, it was just like the Osmosis integration, a very tough nut to crack, is the Migaloo V4 upgrade. Now, there was a lot of back and forth. There was a lot of just bad luck. You know, sometimes you just, it's nobody's fault. You just have bad luck. We did an upgrade. Then there was miscommunication between Decentry and Notional. Then we did another upgrade. But then during the upgrade process, upstream, so one of the modules that we use, not our code, but the code we use from different teams, they found a bug. So we had to redo it again. And then there was another bug and another bug. And it was never Migaloo. It was always, you know, IBC here, packet forwarding middleware there. You might have seen Neutron went down. So lots of, you know, just bad luck. But we finally, you know, cracked that nut as well. So the upgrade as it stands has already passed, I think. And tomorrow at around 14 UTC, which is, I think, 20, 22 hours, we will finally upgrade to Migaloo V4. And besides some of the mentioned bug fixes and some upgrades to technical modules, it also contains the fix for Alliance and the burn fee. And I think the burn fee has been, you know, one of the most sought after features on Migaloo for a long time. And it's finally coming now. I think it's a huge, huge piece of the puzzle when it comes to the tokenomics, because that means that the more volume there is, or the more activity there is on Migaloo. And I think we will get a couple of really cool apps that will bring a lot of activity. Just, you know, just think of Shark, which will be one of a kind in the whole cosmos. Think of Raccoon with their 9 games that I've just announced. Think of all the crazy NFT collections from Backbone Labs, the DeFi activities between Ginkgo and Eris. And the more activity there's, the more burn will there be. And given the low inflation of Migaloo, there's a high chance that sooner or later, Migaloo or the whale token will become deflationary just on that account, just with the burn fee on chain. And then, of course, we have the satellite markets that are also powered by Whale. And as it currently stands, there is a higher buy pressure, spot buy pressure from the satellite market revenues every day than there is inflation. So combine that with the burn fee that's happening tomorrow, and I think we're in for some exciting times. Sebastian, comments on V4 Migaloo upgrade?
Not really. I mean, you covered it. This is another one of those things you know, again, that's just been a battle, and you know, like, it's the hardest, most complicated upgrade I think that we've kind of encountered yet. And I think you're right; it's just been a kind of a series of unfortunate, you know, instances that have arisen, and nobody's fault really, and we just had to power through it. So we're so close; we can smell the finish line. You know, everybody's excited about the burn mechanism. We are too. You know, let's just get this thing done. Let's just hammer this thing done, get it over with, and move onwards. Right. That's where I'm at. I'm over it. Let's do it.
You're LFG. Over it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Alliance, Osmosis, Migaloo V4. Those are the three major points I had on my list today. And I think we can now get into the smaller things between or shall we do, you know, the different DAOs and Sail and Ophir now? Because I don't have anything else for Migaloo and White Whale.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. I think maybe, you know, a big one is Restake DAO, right? That's a big hot topic. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's been a spirited debate, which is great. So why don't we start there? What do you say? We got Philip here. You know, he may have some thoughts and insights on it.
Sure.
You know, yeah. So why don't you just give an overview of where it's at, right? Where the discussion's at, what it is, it's in case anybody's new, and then we can get into it from there.
All right. So, as mentioned before, Migaloo is the first and arguably in many metrics leading restaking blockchain in the cosmos. And we've been doing this for how long now? Almost a year. I think a year. And it's been working great so far. We have LP tokens, we have ecosystem tokens, we have alliances with other chains. And it's been all around a very flexible tool that you know, the whale stakeholders can leverage to achieve whatever they want to achieve with it. You know, want more liquidity? You can do that. Want to boost certain aspects of your on-chain economy? Like, you want to have a lending and borrow market with a lot of USDC deposits, because that's what a lending and borrow market makes. You can subsidize that. You can subsidize buildings or builders like Rack, like, you know, like Backbone Labs, and so on. However, the whole mechanism as it currently is has a couple of, you could call it flaws. It's not a bug. It's not optimal in some ways. One of the ways is that it's not very flexible. So every time we would like to do an adjustment, we would have to go through on-chain governance, which, you know, it doesn't make sense if not every validator knows, you know, the intricacies of the on-chain economy. Or right now we have this Alliance Hub contract that is in control of the Migaloo Foundation at the, you know, granted by the governance. But then it's kind of centralized. Those 5% inflation that the foundation has control of is kind of centralized. Of course, we want to listen to the community, but an open, transparent, and competitive system would be better, where people can fight about the inflation. Projects could go ahead. They don't need anyone's permission, would be permissionless. They can just go ahead and, you know, try to convince somebody or some group of people to give them more inflation, or they could just let their whale speak for them. And that's why we think Restake DAO is the next evolution in restaking that we want to push forward on Migaloo. And the idea is that instead of, you know, obviously on-chain governance always has the final say, but instead of, you know, on-chain governance deciding every little thing, or the Migaloo Foundation deciding every little thing, a DAO will control the inflation. And that means in the first iteration of the product that users can stake their, you know, currently the discussion is around either whale or ash. Let's just go with token. So they can stake their token to the DAO and then vote which assets get listed as a restakeable asset and with what weight. So if there is a meme coin community from Solana, they could just bridge their meme token, buy some whale, make a prop, and stake their token there if it passes. Likewise, every builder, every DAO on Migaloo, every group of people can make their voices heard and fight for funding, basically. Perpetual funding, subsidy, whatever you want to call it. That's the first iteration of the product. It's building with what we already have on chain. We have an alliance hub contract. We have DAO DAO. So we just need to, you know, we have two Lego blocks and we just stack them together. Works. But we're already thinking one step ahead. And I believe Restake DAO will be highly successful, but it can be even more successful. In the second iteration, we plan on making this a completely open gauge-based system. So everybody can stake to the DAO and then vote based on their gauges. And in real time, the inflation will get adjusted. And that will be a super, super competitive, open, flexible, and highly efficient way of allocating incentives. So you could just go ahead, market buy 100,000 whale, stake your tokens to Restake DAO, vote for your own token, and boom, it's there. And I believe this will really usher a new era on Migaloo, because this is, you know, the inflation wars, basically. You can fight for your funding. Decentralized, permissionless. And I think that's great. So that's Restake DAO. There's not all the details are ironed out yet. Again, we plan on doing this in two phases. One is just piece together what we already have. And iteration number two is building this gauge-based system that's even better. So if you're interested in this, head to the Discord or Space Hall. There's active discussions going on. And I think sometime next week, we'll have something on chain to vote on. So comments, praises, excitement.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, I am excited. I'm very excited about Restake DAO. There's just a ton of potential here, right? And once again, we're pushing the boundaries, right? We're innovating, especially with restaking. Restaking is a very popular narrative, and it's going to be a very popular narrative in this bull run on Cosmos and just in all of DeFi, right? And we're right on the bleeding edge of it, along with TFL. And I think this is kind of an important step, right? And it's important. It moves the ball forward, for the industry, right? Not just for us. And I think sooner or later, people are going to recognize, our role in doing this kind of things and being the first movers and stepping out. But in the meantime, you know, we have decisions to make as a community. It's been a very spirited debate. I don't want to get into a live debate here. I don't think we have the time for it, but you know, the forums are buzzing, you know, the discussions are buzzing online. It's I go and let your voice be heard, right? Because there are decisions to be made. The primary one is, which token do we want to use as the governance token that will, you know, that will be the lever that will decide where, you know, how this inflation is allocated and distributed. So that's the first step. You know, there's also other decisions to be made about the DAO. I'll say this, we need to think everything through from the beginning. And maybe Philip, you could comment on this, because you'll play a part in the gauges and kind of the V2 iteration of this. What we don't want is, we don't want to build something and ship something that is going to have to be completely undone and rebuilt for V2, right? So we want to build with the end game in mind. You know what I mean? So it's a seamless upgrade into the final iteration. We're in a situation where we could, we could get this thing up and going really quickly, right? The V1 with a single token that levers it, and basically the distribution is determined through GovProps on a DAO, right? On a basic DAO DAO. So but when we get into V2, it gets a little, you know, it gets a little more elegant, you know, but we don't necessarily have the tools in place to do that right away. So there's some building involved. So we want to make sure that we have the end in mind from the beginning, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So totally. We already have gauges and they are super simple to adjust to support this kind of use case. And initially, when we started talking about this, we talked about a lot more complex stuff, even that it will be some kind of multi-gauges. But as I understand right now, this isn't even interested, or you don't want to do that right now. And anyways, this could always be done at a later point. The only issue with the DAO staking is that they don't have this kind of concept of voting power based on lockup length. So the gauges are still possible, of course, and we can use the voting power a user has, but it would just be the amount of tokens they locked up, and people that lock up tokens for a longer period will not get any kind of more voting power for the gauges. But otherwise, it will be super simple to integrate, honestly. I would need to take a look at the contracts from DAO, how we integrate with them, and some kind of contract where we can query the gauges, or we can query the possible pools that are included in this kind of incentivation mechanism. And then we can start going. But similar as you said, it makes sense that the community has this kind of discussion at first, so that we also don't need to build it twice. So we would prefer to, of course, build it when the community decides how they want to have it, and we provide the solution for that. And pretty much any kind of gauges with different kinds of tokens is possible.
Yep. Totally agree. Yeah, so participate in the community discussion, go to the forums, let's hammer this stuff out. We're not afraid of debate, we're not afraid of differing opinions, right? And you know, people pulling it in different directions, that's how we figure this stuff out, right? And I think there's been a lot of good comments, a lot of thoughtful arguments for different directions and different governance tokens. So let's let this run its course, right? And let's come to consensus as a community here. Go ahead, Sencom.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that assuming things work out as expected and we move along rather quickly, I can personally imagine a future where there is also NFT staking enabled. So you know, I always have, you know, this economy thing in mind where, you know, we need to bootstrap Megaloo. We need to attract users from all across the cosmos and have them fight over incentives, fight over wars, and have this vibrant and buzzing economy on chain. And I think Restake DAO, it's the perfect start with what we already have with the tokens. But I think in the future, I could imagine something similar with NFTs, where all the different NFT projects on Megaloo and even elsewhere could fight for a part of Megaloo inflation, and thereby, you know, kicking off a whole new, you know, power dynamic there. But that's just some future music.
Yeah, it's good. I want to take this opportunity to just take a step back. We'll take a step back from Restake, and I want to give a quick general overview of our strategy with our Alliance Rewards total for our chain. Okay. Because that becomes relevant here with Restake, as we're going to be assigning it 5% of the inflation. So basically we want to keep our Alliance allocation, right, to 20, maybe 25% max of our total chain inflation. We don't want to go any higher than that. Okay. You know, those are kind of the benchmark goals. And you got to remember, we're only a 4% inflation chain, right? So every time we allocate a percentage of our inflation to something else, we're diluting native stakers, right? That's gotta be kept in mind here. We want people to still be incentivized to native stake whale, right? And the take rates help with that, but we just have to keep that in mind, right? So we're thinking 20 max 25%. Right now, currently, we have 5% to Luna, which that's printing us Alliance rewards because it's a bilateral agreement. They listed us, so that's printing for us 5% to Restake. Okay, 2.5% to BTC. We want to do 2.5% to ETH. Okay, and then so that would leave us another 5%, right? For other assets like Osmosis, possibly Injective, right? And possibly even Kujira in the future. Okay. We wanna we've identified four kind of major partners in Cosmos that that we're really running with or would like to be running with. One of them obviously is Terra from the beginning. Osmosis, obviously, with all of our involvement with Osmosis. Injective is another as well. We've done quite a bit with them. And we're hoping to work closer with Kujira, right? So these are four Apex assets that we could potentially list individually as Alliance assets, right? Now, here's where it becomes relevant for Restake DAO. What we're thinking and what we want to introduce to the conversation is when we form Restake, basically we would just give it admin rights over our existing ecosystem accelerator contract, that 5% of inflation. Okay. So instead of an additional 5% for Restake and then, the 5% for the ecosystem accelerator, we would kind of merge those two. All right. And it's an easy thing to do. You just give the Restake that you make the Restake DAO and you give it admin rights over that contract. Now, this gives Restake a starting point because the 5% is allocated, right? So it's not a start from zero. It gives it a starting point. And it doesn't dilute it doesn't further dilute the whale native stakers. Again, this is a conversation. I know that some people were opposed to this when we floated it out. But it's a conversation that we should have, right? CENTCOM, do you want to comment on this?
I think you summarized it very well. I think, this will give us a good combination of the two most blue chip assets, Bitcoin and ETH, and we'll have yield bearing Bitcoin and ETH on chain that we can start building very reliable financial products around, which is cool. We'll have more Cosmos focused Apex assets like Injective, Osmo, Luna, and Kuji, the big four, that we can, form alliances, partnerships, and, leverage those alliances to our benefit for listings, for more collaboration, and for more liquidity on chain. And then we'll have this very open and competitive Restake DAO where everybody can just fight for liquidity, maybe NFTs in the future. And I think that's really a great combination of really blue chips, Cosmos Apex assets, and this competitive arena landscape that we're building and pulling people and projects in. And one more thing to the Bitcoin, so the blue chip and the Cosmos Apex staking, I think the take rate on these assets is a little bit too low. So while stakers are massively overpaying for this right now, so we just want to experiment a little bit. Luna has a very low take rate, 1%. But I think Osmosis has a significantly higher take rate. So we just want to see where the market finds its equilibrium again. So APRs might be higher, but at the same time, the native stakers and the community pool will really earn a basket of assets. So the community pool, I think it's kind of fascinating, just a little detour. We're arguably already in the bull run. So Bitcoin just broke all-time high, even though retail excitement is still lacking. But we're already there, which means, prices start to go up left and right. But we all know this is a cycle, and sooner or later prices come down again. And what really makes a resilient ecosystem is that the community pool, the stakers, the protocols, the DAOs, everybody can acquire really a diverse basket of assets that will, increase the longevity of the ecosystem. And I think that's pretty cool. And the higher take rate really facilitates, you know, the community pool earning a good batch of Bitcoin, of ETH, of Cosmos assets. So I'm very excited about this.
Yeah. So to summarize, okay, as far as our alliance overview, right, and the allocation, the total allocation, let's say it's 20%. We have 5% Luna, we have 5% Restake. That's 10%. If we give 2.5% to BTC and 2.5% to ETH, that's 15%. Then we have 5 more percents to divvy up between the other Apex assets that we want to partner with in the Cosmos, say Osmo, Injective, maybe Kuji, right? Whoever else strong alliances form with. That's kind of the big picture. But I would point out that it's very fluid and very flexible. That's the thing. We could dance where the music's playing. We can always, if Restake DAO is a hit and it's super high engagement and it's sponging up, you know, demands for stakers and everything, we can always hit the gas on it, right? And we can assign it 5% more of the inflation. You know, we can always feel out what's working, what's not, right? We're trying a lot of stuff. We're throwing a lot at the wall, a lot of spaghetti at the wall, and seeing what sticks. And we can always go with what's working, right? So that's what I'll say on Restake DAO. Anybody else have any other comments on Restake while we're there?
I would really love to know what Philip and JG and maybe even community members think about this, because this is really, you know, there's not much really to talk about the Migaloo upgrade or something, but I think Restake DAO really just opens up the design and action space that we can, similar to how the moment we got DAOs on Migaloo, it opened up so many possibilities. And I think the introduction of the Restake DAO and, you know, the fights, the arena that we're building here really opens up the whole thing. So I'd really like to know everybody's opinion and thoughts about this.
Yeah, we can open it up. If anybody has anything they want to say on Restake, feel free to come on up.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to allow the community to participate in this selection process. And it would be great to have some kind of selection of pools that makes sense, or selection of assets, and a common goal for Migaloo of what kind of assets to attract to the chain, like targeting specific hyped up coins, for example, to onboard new community members, or just something like, for example, the BTC listing to allow capital inflows of some kind of old capital or very blue chip coins, something like that. So some kind of analytics based on this would also be great to have, of course. And I think that this is also a part that should be done by the DAO to create these kind of analytics on these tokens as well. So providing some kind of reporting what makes sense.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. I think you know, these hype up coins, I think that's exactly, this is what gave us the initial idea, because we were talking with community members and they said, hey, you know, Celestia is launching, hey, you know, this and that is launching, can you list it really quick? But obviously, you know, we can't, you know, we have to, you know, maintain a chain and an ecosystem. We can't just run around and, you know, list every other hot asset that just pops up. So that's something that's really, it's really best in the hands of the community. So I fully agree here. Mega Lunatic, I know you have I think, did you make a Discord account just to talk about the Restake DAO? Is that true?
I'm such a technophobe. I've got no idea how to actually use anything on a laptop. I'm one of these people that's like clamber about, but you know, yeah, I got Discord on my phone. It was not just to talk about Restake DAO, but that one is something that I'm super excited about as well. I don't want to talk too much about like what I think about the token or anything like that. I just wanted to make sure and just get this out there that I am super bullish on the teams building with us. That was always what drew me to Migaloo, that we're always talked about subsidizing teams. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure there's still room for the L2, the Erises, the Souls, the Shark token to be in the discussion, Jin, for Alliance allocation. Because obviously that 5% we already have, I think USDC Whale and Bitcoin Whale LPs are very, very important. You know, we're subsidizing ASH at the minute. Could we get rid of that? Yes. But, you know, when we start thinking about migrating the contract and stuff, that's great, and I fully support that. But, you know, to sort of have the wars, we've got to sort of divvy it up a bit more. And, one of the things I said, I think, was that what I love about the Bitcoin staking is that you can take Bitcoin on chain, get your rewards and swap it to Bitcoin because of the LP as well. And I think if we try and focus on those loops and things like that, that's benefits the whole ecosystem. So, that's just my two cents, but I just want to come in and say my kids are calling, guys, so I've got to step down. Sorry.
I mean, it's really great to bring these assets onto the chain and make them also yield bearable, because then you can really start about building these kind of yield portfolios as well. So you can join different coins, and based on the strategy each person in the community has, it's always aggregated in some kind of different coins. Some are super bullish on whales, some are super bullish on Bitcoin, and so on. And everybody has their own strategy, and all this creates this kind of network volume that also feeds, of course, DEX and the DEX activity with trading volume. And like we have seen, I don't have the chart, but probably the chart of the fees generated by the white whale DEX across all these different chains are probably all going up.
That's some awkward silence here, but yeah, you're right. They are going up. I think this week? I don't know. A couple of days ago, we had the highest buyback ever, you know, across the whole board. Just on Terra alone, we bought back more than 70,000 whale spot, which is 10,000 more than the daily inflation. So we literally bought back more from spot open market than there was produced for staking rewards, validators, Alliance, and so on. JG, what do you think about the whole thing before we go into, you know, what you're up to with the mad scientists?
Well, I'm always a fan of the more we can do, the better it is. You know, I never turn down activity. I might not always participate in the activity, but the more activities we're able to provide to our users, the more interesting our chain is. It's that simple. So having these type of, you know, letting the community actually have a say in what these Apex assets are and is great. You know, it's great. I want to be able to say, so I'll participate. You know, it's good.
And I think you have every reason to participate. In fact, I believe every protocol and every DAO and, you know, individuals with a lot of tokens, they have every reason to participate in Restake DAO, because, you know, Backbone Labs, they can literally go ahead, stake some whale or, you know, whatever token we land on, and subsidize Sol, which benefits their project. You know, same with Eris, same with AshDAO, same with Ophir. So I think I expect actually every DAO and every protocol to participate in the system in some form or another. Now, granted, these governance wars, they tend to be a little bit, you know, hard to kickstart. I think the Eris governance wars with the validators are a good example. But here it's less about, you know, in the governance wars, there's quote unquote just the validators, individual small teams that have to lock up their tokens and stake it. And they oftentimes validators, they're just, you know, all over the board and they just don't care too much about the chain. But, you know, just on a side note, we have very, very great validators. And I think from all the different chains there are, I think Migaloo has the highest activity on the Eris governance wars. But that aside, I think the Restake wars that we're about to see here, they will be much more of broader scope, because now the AshDAO can go ahead, now Ophir, Guppy, everybody can go ahead. And I think there's a lot of different parties with a lot of different interests that can, you know, try to get the best deal for them. So, JG, let's pivot to Backbone Labs. I think we saw some announcements on Twitter, some pixelish scientists, crazy laughter. Please.
Yeah. So we've started to tease the trailers of the upcoming collections, the Mad Scientist. This will be our Gravedigger managing collection in Osmosis. And we're really excited. You know, the energy and the influx of attention for it is kind of overwhelming. So we're partnering, you know, we've been talking, we have a bunch of stuff on the table. We've been talking with Sunny. We've been talking with the Omniflix guys. We're trying to come up with some, you know, really interesting ways to synergize with people throughout the cosmos. I don't want to give too much of the plan away. We're going to we have an updated tool, like a wallet tool. So people can submit if they're interested. For our loyal participants, there will be like a claiming window for like 2 weeks. And once that window is closed, we will look at the data and figure out how to share the, you know, we don't know if it's going to be whitelist, but we have a way of giving back to the people who are going to be claiming our holders, right? So a big announcement will be coming out with that. We are targeting this mint in the very beginning of April. Like, man, I know it sounds funny. April 1st might be funny if we can pull it off. I don't want people to think we're not telling the truth, though, not actually come mint if we're like a come mint on April 1st. And then nobody believes us that it's minting on April 1st or something. But so the goal of this, I mean, this Osmosis collection is going to, I think, really, it's going to get a lot of attention, and it's going to start to bring a lot of traffic, hopefully, through all of these DEXs. It's going to pull people into, you know, shopping with NFTs and then meeting the Migaloo culture. And, you know, I really feel like, I'm not going to lie, I feel most at home here. You know, fast forward, you know, 2.5 years later after this crash, you know, before I really did, I really felt most at home before on Terra, but the landscape is shifting so quickly. I'm not gonna lie, I do. I feel most, you know, most of my people, I feel like have come together here on Migaloo. So this is really exciting for us. We have some dashboards that are gonna come live on the new site for the Gravedigger, I think today or tomorrow. We're trying not to, like, you know, if you've noticed our partners, we haven't really said anything. Like, they've been really quiet. We're just letting everybody ruminate on it. So, I mean, you guys are hearing first what's actually happening for this collection. And I'm not even sure what to say. If you guys have questions, you know, I can answer them in a limited form, because the things that we're going to try to do, I think, on Osmosis is going to be kind of a financial experiment to a certain degree. You know, these guys are mad scientists, and this is like a real golden opportunity to showcase like everything all of us have been doing. And we're gonna hit a home run. We're gonna slap this out of the park. You know what I mean?
JG, this is going to be a home run. And I think, you know, everybody can feel it. Everybody knows that the first, look, like Osmosis, you know, wherever your sites are, I don't think there's a point in arguing that Osmosis is the entry point for most people into the ecosystem. And it's arguably also some kind of focal point, because it is just a DEX. There's no other apps on it, but that's changing with us, you know, with Eris, with Backbone Labs, with Raccoon, with White Whale. That's changing. We're helping transform Osmosis from a app chain to a platform. And the first NFT collection on Osmosis, I think it will send shockwaves not only through the cosmos, but even beyond. And like the first collection is always going to be a banger. And the first collection on the first NFT marketplace on a chain that's around for 3 years now and has never been anything but a DEX. You know, you could sell like pictures of rocks and they would moon, literally, like blank pictures, blank white, and they would sell for thousands of bucks. But apparently you managed to pull off like an actual experienced team, and you guys are experienced in building this. So I just hope I get the max whitelist or whatever you find out, because those bangers, those mad scientists, they're going to be a game changer. And I think it's also a you know, the NFT collection itself, it will be banger. You know, lots of activity, lots of volume, lots of new users. But I think maybe even more important for us as a whole is that this is a showcase of the power of the product that we've been building together. And I think after the Osmosis launch, there won't be any chain ever again where there's a gravedigger just sitting around with no NFT collection. I just don't think it's going to happen because there will be so many eyes on it, and it will just be the next evolution in this cross-chain building that we're doing. So I'm hyper bullish on this. And yeah. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I was like, there's just so many, like, you know, Osmosis, like you said, is such a key place to participate, and that does open the doors. And, you know, we are preparing for the injective gravedigger. That art's already being created. And, you know, we partnered with the, you know, the Galactic Mining Club guys to come up with this art. And so things are picking up faster. We are getting to the point where people's interest and artists are coming out of the woodworks, where before, let's say 6 months ago, not even 6 months, remember when I was like, God, the art is always the hardest thing to come by because it's, you know, it's subjective and it's just this. It's, I don't know, it's a much harder thing to time out, right? But now that's not, that everything is shifting. The momentum is shifting, the energy is shifting. I feel like it's shifting not just for Backbone, but for all of us. I mean, you know, Aris is all over the place. They're probably, I mean, are you the number one? I think they're the biggest LST in the whole cosmos at this point, right? I'm pretty sure we're coming for Stride, right? Like, that's my goal. I've always been like, yo, I'm coming for Stater, I'm coming for Stride, and we're going to do it together, and we're going to, you know, have a communal earning paradigm, and we're going to do this from the ground up, like from nothing. Like, to me, that is the whole point of this whole endeavor, that we do it from nothing together, and we become the big dogs, and it's not just the big money pushing us around. Together, we are the big money, and we dictate the terms. That's the mission, right? Like,
it is, and we're so close between burn fees, between Shark launching, between 9 freaking games on Raccoon, between NFTs popping up left and right, restaking. We are. I think we really are. I think just to comment on the Stride thing, I think, Philip, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Stride has like 3 or 4 times the amount of LSTs, right? Is that correct?
You mean the TVL?
No, I mean number of liquid staking tokens. I think Stride has 3 or 4 times yours, right?
No, not really. it really depends on what you understand between liquid staking tokens, because
I'm just screwing with you. I'm just screwing.
15 to 20 or something, and Stride has, I think they launched the 14th now. But of course, they have the connections. So when they launch, they already have some kind of insider allocation. And people, or not people, but the insiders deposit like, you know, $10 million worth of tokens into Stride. And of course, it's a hard battle. But over the last year or last few years, we grew from nothing to $25 million TVL. And this is huge for us. And the same for Miguel, who also continuously growing, and JG with Backbone Labs also continuously growing. So it's a great alliance we have built up with the Ride program, and also Sale helping providing liquidity. And look how much Sale already brings to the Osmosis ecosystem. It feels like 70% of launches are being done by Sale right now on Osmosis, or even more.
Yeah, it's true. And it's not only Osmosis where this is the case. Look at Chihuahua. Look at the amount of actual apps on Juno. No, I don't want to go into Juno bashing because I think
people,
but you get the idea.
I just wanted to say Juno didn't join Sale, and they don't have this kind of activity right now. And of course, some would like to see Sale on Juno as well, and it makes sense to have that there too, in my opinion.
It does, and we're continuing to work closely together with key players there, you know, key individuals, you know, like Tank, like parts of the Ash DAO are from Juno. We have teams like Crypto Dungeon and Yieldmos that we're continuing to, you know, explore opportunities, and you know, it's coming closer with both of them. So Yeah, really exciting times. And I think Eris, and you know, the question I was asking was just a fun question, because last time I checked, Stride posted like, we have the most liquid staking tokens. And I think at the time of the post, I think Eris had like 3 times the amount of tokens, which is kind of ridiculous. But they're leading in TVL, which is true. But I think Eris really has a shot at becoming number one by TVL, just because our ecosystem is so tightly knit. It's small, it's tightly knit, and it's very LST and restaking heavy. So, you know, all the tokens that launch on Migaloo, they will go really heavy into liquid staking tokens, to B assets, into AMP assets. You know, just think of Rack, Shark, Jin, Sol, Eris, all of these different tokens, I think will have a very high liquid staking rate. And as the ecosystem continues to grow, so will the TVL at an exponential rate, I think, for both liquid staking providers.
Yeah, I mean, we can probably all agree that even the market cap of Whale right now is still super low, even though we are 1 year ahead in that. We don't have any kind of, you know, unlocks, investor unlocks going on anymore. So it's the upside potential is still, of course, huge. And we haven't even seen the run on any kind of altcoins, in my opinion. Of course, we had these kind of a couple of ones that did 10x over the last year or so. But Whale did around 4x, I think, and it's still very undervalued, in my opinion, for the people that are involved, because it's just like 7 teams or 8 teams developing on this kind of sale package. It's really huge, in my opinion.
And the TVL, if you just look at the Whale TVL, just White Whale, Satellite Markets, and Migaloo were already more TVL than market cap. And if you start to factor in that, hey, there's a group of teams building together, and most of you guys don't even have your token yet, I think all in all, I think we're north of 50 million TVL across all the different chains in the whole ride program. But that's just a side note. Before we go into community notes here, I'd like to get Raccoon and Shark up here. If you guys could join, there is some exciting news going on, exciting activities happening right now. And
go ahead, let Luna V speak. He's got his hand up. He's got something to say on the matter.
Sir?
Hey, guys. I have actually one question to Philip and also to JG. Concerning the fact that we are so heavily dependent on LSTs in our ecosystem, what is the safety measure in case something would happen, for example, to God, please don't, but what would happen if something would happen to Philip or JG? Like, are we diversified?
I had a really hard time hearing all of that.
He's in the car. He's asking pretty much that, or he's pointing out that there is, since we're so heavy on liquid staking tokens by U2, he's asking about what happens if, you know, something happens to you. You know, you die in a car accident, there's an exploit, and so on. And before I... you know, let you guys answer the question. One of the things that we as a foundation try to do is not be dependent on just a single liquid staking provider. So we don't want to play any favors here. I think both have found their niches, and you know, it's been working out from my perspective great, really completely great. But from an ecosystem perspective, it's much more beneficial to have 2, maybe even 3 at some point liquid staking providers than just one on a foreign chain with a completely foreign token dictating your governance. But here we have actual teams with skin in the game that are, you know, in a healthy space of competition without, you know, knives on throat. So I think that's something that we've been doing as a foundation. And JG, Philip, maybe you want to comment on the risks you see with the high liquid staking rate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a total liquid staking maxi, and I have heard, of course, this kind of issue before, and this is why we have designed Ares in the way it is. So we want to keep all governance power and delegation power with the underlying token, so that the stakers still control it. There will never be the time where an external token will control any kind of delegation stake or voting power of Ampway, for example. There are some considerations, of course, regarding the vote leveraging, because with Ares, validators can vote leverage, and users, of course, as well. The long-term idea, of course, is always to have this deep usage of the AMP governance by both users and validators, so that the vote leveraging isn't as impactful as it should be, so that we cover this kind of area. But we are also, for example, for a lot of smaller DAOs, there is this kind of issue that vote leveraging is just too much, because, for example, for Lion DAO, I think there is around 30%, 20 to 30% of the stake draw is through Ares. So we, for example, move to auto-abstaining on enterprise votes. And there we have a different issue, because they don't understand, don't support weighted votings. And that means the Ares stake needs to vote yes or no. And when you have this issue, then, of course, you can't really have some kind of gorgeous deciding vote outcomes, or even having users to lock up one-to-one what they vote for. But this issue isn't on Migaloo, because on Migaloo, the native staking supports these kind of votes. And of course, we have protocols in place. If for example, I wouldn't be anymore, that the protocol can be still continued to develop and also be taken over by the community. So generally, all smart contracts can be taken over by governance on the Migaloo chain. So even that, it would be possible to take over the project.
Yeah, sorry, I got wrecked by Twitter. I got a call and I got wrecked. But I see. So people have already thought about that. That's great.
Generally, what we have also been doing on other chains, like, for example, Terra, is that we have this kind of builder community that is managing the contracts. And I think it is also probably a good time to do that, the same thing on the Migaloo ecosystem, because we already have this kind of Migaloo or White Whale Foundation multisig that manages White Whale contracts, and exactly the same kind of management with the same people can be done for the protocol.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for, I will listen back to the whole answer once I'm out of the car. Thank you.
All right, should we get Raccoon or Shark up here? Somebody give us an update. You guys got some stuff going on this week, huh?
Hey, good morning, guys. I can't see the Shark account. Is it just me or?
Shark?
I don't see him
here, but I think they're...
I don't see him.
No, I think he got rocked. He's coming in and out. But maybe, Mole, you can give us an update on what's popping. Exciting stuff, I believe.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess I'll just give the update for the Shark protocol and also follow up with some small updates that we have for Rack. But yesterday we launched the Shark token through StreamSwap. On StreamSwap. So how it works is there's going to be like 2 days where people can deposit Osmo token. And then tomorrow on Friday for 12 hours, it's going to be swapping these Osmo token for Shark tokens. So it's some sort of a way of making the swap not a one-time thing, but it's a swap that happens over time. So that way there's a bit less fluctuation or variation in the price, so it's easier for people to get in and get out. So I can give maybe a small idea of how it works. Is Right now, you can just deposit Osmo on streamswap.io and then go into the Shark Osmo pool. And then on Friday, it's just going to take some part of your tokens and swap them for Shark. And you can basically get out or get in whenever you want tomorrow. And at the end of the day, what's going to happen is all the Osmo token tomorrow is going to be, have been swapped for Shark tokens. And the cool thing that happens after that, it's going to be very good also for the white whale ecosystem is, as of now, there's about 38, a bit above 38K Osmo into the StreamSwap stream right now. And what we will do after that is we will take an additional 5 million Shark token, match it with the Osmo token, and launch the liquidity pool on White Whale DEX on Osmosis. So I think it's pretty good news for everyone. And even the fact that you guys are now in the front end of Osmosis, I think it's going to be a pretty nice win-win situation, because as of now, I think it's around 120K USD in liquidity, which is pretty cool. We were expecting around 100K and now it's above it. So we're very excited. And so that's pretty much it on the Shark token launch that's happening right now on StreamSwap.
But, so real quick, Mold. Yeah, so yeah. You already exceeded expectations within, was it the first 24 hours?
Yeah, exactly. We were very surprised because we were expecting
so around you're up 20% on one day when you expected this to happen in 3 days. Now, that's fantastic. I mean, exactly. That leaves room for a 250,000, I'd say. And with a 250,000, like Shark is in a good spot.
Yeah, it's really in a good spot, and it, like you said, it exceeds our expectation. Maybe I should have put the emphasis on it, but we were expecting to get 50K from Osmosis and have 100K liquidity pool on White Whale Osmosis, and now it's exceeding that. And then we've also, like, a bunch of people reached out to us to make OTC deals, because we have a part of Shark tokens that's for OTC deals, for making, like, adding liquidity and stuff like that. So this morning there was a project on Stargaze that we've known for a while. It's the people from Pixel Squids. So we're going to be doing an OTC deal with them. And then there's three other projects that wants to do that. So I think it's pretty exciting. And very looking forward to what's going to happen tomorrow, because that's where the actual swap is going to take place. And so, yeah.
This is amazing. I think everybody has been looking forward to this for a long time now. I know, Mol, you know, you and Zap, you've been heads down for a long, long, long time, for months now. And I think this, like we all saw the alpha version, I think Shark is really going to be the crown jewel of what you guys have built so far. I mean, no offense, Rack is great, but I think Shark is just, you guys just leveled up with it. I think this is just fantastic. It's really, with the Rack games, you already had this, you could call it, like, you're the leading cross-chain, you know, gaming platform in the cosmos. It's kind of ridiculous given the market cap, but you still are. And with Shark, I think you will be the one and only, and thereby leading, prediction market in the cosmos. Now, it's not a, you know, perpetual markets like Lavana, it's a fun application, you know, with animations, with a chat function, mobile, and so on. And I think I really can't wait for it to be live, partly because I want to see you guys more in the space and have some more fun, but partly also because I'm just very excited about this. And I think I speak for a lot of community members here when I say that we're all looking forward to this.
Yeah, that means a lot, man. And like you said, like, we haven't been, like, we didn't even come, like, in the previous spaces. We had Bruce on the Shark Protocol account that helped us, because it was a lot of work that, not that we didn't expect, but it took a lot of time, a bit more time than we expected. And one of the cool things also we tested out, I think, 2 weeks ago, but we finalized this week, is we're going to use the Pith Oracle, which is, man, it's going to make a difference. Like, the Shark is going to move pretty fast in the prediction, and like the prediction settlement or the bet settlement is going to be faster. So that's a sick improvement too. And like, this week is the token launch, and next week we're just going to enable everything. Like, Shark Protocol is going to open. And the cool thing I think that's worth looking into is what's going to happen when, let's say, the Shark stakers win more, they get an APR, and then you have this relationship with the LSD and then the token that you can trade on the DEX. I think that's something that's going to be nice to see evolve, because it's something you cannot predict what's going to happen with all these relationships within the protocol. So very excited about the token launch and also the platform launch next week. And also, yeah, it's true. I almost forgot about one thing. There are many wallets on Terra that are eligible for the Shark airdrop that's going to happen as well next week. So just make sure that today you confirm your wallet. I know there's a bunch of people that did it, but we saw that some people didn't do it. So if you don't want to miss out on it, it's just sharkprotocol.bat/airdrop. Just confirm your Terra wallet, and next week the airdrop is going to take place.
And real quick, before anybody comes with a stupid side remark, like, why don't you look up my address on Terra and just airdrop? Like, Terra is the only chain, at least to my knowledge, where you cannot convert your Terra address into another address. So if you give me your Osmo address, I know your Akash address, I know your Migaloo address, and all your addresses. The only address I don't know is your Terra address. So if you, since Shark is airdropping to Terra holders and other holders as well on other chains, there's just no way around but to, you know, go through the hassle and make people click true buttons for free money. So I hope everybody can bear with a little bit of clicking. Mayor, real quick. I see your hands up. Please.
Real quick, Mr. Raccoon, regarding stream swap, if people are not familiar with that process,
is it just me, or I cannot hear a mayor?
It's you, Mo, because I can hear him.
Okay, so I'll just rejoin real quick then.
Okay.
While he's rejoining, I think what the Raccoon team is just doing with the Shark protocol is a prime example of what I was just mentioning before with, if, you know, we have our, you know, walled liquidity garden with all of these positive feedback loops. So Backbone Labs does well when the DEX is doing well, and vice versa, and with Rack and all of these things tying together. But now we get to have the best of both worlds. So we get to keep our, you know, walled garden of liquidity and assets, but at the same time expose ourselves to others. So prime example here with Shark. So Rack, Mayor was just asking about if you could explain a little bit more about stream swap. Like, what is it, you know, for those unfamiliar with it?
Yeah, real quick, my understanding is there's a like a 6 or 8 hour window where, let's say you have 100 Osmo, you could, if you play it right, come away with more Shark if you try to time your transactions. Or if you don't have time to watch it, you can just go ahead and trade your 100 Osmo, do the exchange, and get your Shark. But there is a little play on it where you could come away with more. Is that accurate?
I'm trying to understand exactly the question. Maybe I'll just mention how the streaming/swapping phase works, and maybe we can reiterate the question because I'm not sure I got it. So how the streaming phase is going to work is, let's say right now we take 38,000 Osmo. This amount is going to be linearly, so every second is the same amount that's being swapped Osmo for Shark tokens. But what can happen is some people can deposit more Osmo, and people can also withdraw some Osmo. So it's possible that you get a different price. But let's say that you had 1,000 Osmo that you subscribe to the pool, then this amount is going to be swapped over 12 hours. So depending if you withdraw your money or put more money, then the price could be different on average, but the price that you pay is, let's say, smoothed over 12 hours. It's not a one-time thing. I don't know if that made sense, but I don't think it did answer your question.
Yeah, yes, that does answer it. I think I've used stream swap one other time, and it's there's a little bit of a learning curve, but yes, that does answer the question.
Yeah, so Osmo right now in the pool, then tomorrow at 12 p.m. UTC is going to start swapping small amounts of it. it's just a way of making sure that there's not too much volatility at the beginning, because when you open a pool, you can just trade whatever you want. But right now, you can imagine it's a swap that happens over 12 hours. That way, it's smooth, the trades. So I hope this was more clear, let's say.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Hey, real quick, I just had one other comment for a couple questions for JG regarding the NFTs and the new upgrade to the Gravediggers. JG, I'm on the Backbone Labs right now. I've linked my wallet. It's everything's looks pretty smooth. I had to refresh the page a couple times to get the token balance on the Osmosis. And then on the Necromancer, for some reason, it was giving me an error. Then when I refreshed, I was able to connect and I can see my beautiful Megaloo whale. So are you encouraging us? You want more people to go on here and battle test this. It looks great. I really like the upgrade, JG. Just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, are you in our test group too? Because you could drop all this feedback in there and we can address it.
Is it just in the Discord? In Discord?
No. I'll send you a link. We have a Telegram like test group. So I'll send you a link when we're off this space. What was I gonna say? No, we totally want, you know, so we want people, we're gonna release the first version of like the integrated marketplace into this format as soon as possible. And we want that to be hammered before we go to Osmosis. Like we're trying to break this. Yeah, for sure. We're trying to break the crap out of this thing because, you know, the influx of activity is going to be exponential what we've currently been dealing with. Right. So we definitely need as much help testing. We appreciate all feedback. And we also really appreciate everyone's patience because I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, we never expected to even attempt to do what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like literally, like, you know, nowhere shut down and we were just kind of stranded. And we were like, all right, well, we could do this, I think. Let's go. Right. Now look where we are. Now we're all, you know, fast forward a year and a half later. Like, I think like pretty much like I can't even sometimes I wake up in the morning. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. So I just want to reiterate that I would like everyone who has Backbone Lab NFTs. We really need to battle test this site. I see you have Wallet, Leap, Kepler. Like we need to test all these wallet connections. We need to test on all different browsers. I'm currently using Chrome, but we want to test it on Brave. We want to test it on Firefox. Like we really, really, really want to get this site battle tested for JG and Backbone Labs. One more question. B Osmo, is the LP pool going to be launching soon on the Whitewell Dex? I don't see it right now.
Good question, because there's also the sale prop. JG, maybe you want to
So, you know, we put up the required funding to fund the Sale Ops wallet. I believe it's passing. That's 1.25 million Osmo tokens. Half of that will be put into the Gravedigger. This is the yield engine for the new collection of the Mad Scientists and part of the yield engine for the Soul token. And they will be paired with their matching Osmo. And there will be 1.25 million Osmo in value placed on White Whale's Osmosis Dex. Like this is another big, you know, yield engine for their Dex and for the system, just like Terra's activity is kind of off the charts because they've seeded a good amount of liquidity. You know, this is going to kind of, I believe, you know, Osmosis is going to be the next place that's going to catch on fire for these Dexes and this engine for sure. There's a lot happening. There's so much happening. It's almost like an overload of information. That's the other hard part. There are so many things happening in the cosmos. It's like so much to digest. Like we really do got to break these down into like that simple menu form you were talking about before, Sebastian.
So I can go ahead and take my Osmosis and stake it and can get the Osmo and load up that Gravedigger in prep for this NFT mint. Any did you say it's going to be a 10,000 piece collection? I think I remember hearing that last week.
Ooh, I never said anything about that, but that's crazy. Ooh. That you said that.
Ooh, I don't know.
Possibly. Look, so you know, we've been really cryptic because there's, you know, we're definitely working stuff out. The art is complete. The stuff is generated. You know, we had certain ideas and plans. And then, you know, we are definitely open. It could be closer to a larger collection. You know, we definitely have our eyes on the prize. We're trying to
All right, cool.
Well, that was me. That was me trying to get some information out of you. I agree with what Syncom said. This being the first launch on Osmosis is going to be a big deal. I want to load up that Gravedigger with as much Osmosis as possible. So, thanks a lot. Appreciate all you're doing, man.
Thank you for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Big lunatic, sir.
Okay, I'll try and keep this quick, guys. But I'm going to have a bit of a shillathon. Just to hammer home just what's going on right now. So first one is a little one off piste. We Mimalu DAO successfully transferred the Wind over to the Wind DAO, and that's now in the hands of the Juno community. So we're really excited to see what they do with that. That gives them the opportunity to do liquidity incentives, OTC deals, whatever they want to do. Excited to see where that goes. That's a minor one, as we say. It's meme coins on other chains. I need to stress something now, guys, right? There's a lot of things going on right now, yeah? On Osmosis, yeah, these pools that are launching, I'm gutted Philip's gone, actually, because this integration into the core swap router, I'm right in saying this, Semcom will probably support, will probably either tell me to back off or say I'm wrong. But we've got a little something on Migaloo and so have Terra called ARB assets, right? The difference with Osmo is they've got a lot more LSDs, right? Mm-hmm. And where is all this volume going to come through? When you ARB the assets and you ARB the pools and you do whatever, it's going to come through, at least in part, through the White Whale DEX, right? So that's step one, this swap route integration, yeah? You've also got the fact that the BOSMO NFTs will launch. And I assume, I've not spoken to JD about it, when you pay in other assets for the secondary market sales, bear in mind we all can feel how much energy this is going to bring to the Osmo ecosystem, that too will bring swaps through the White Whale DEX, right? People have been complaining about things like SAL, and we had a prop recently about staking the Osmo to get rewards. The LPs, guys, they belong to SAL DAO. Once DAO DAO has got the distribution contracts right, okay, we can have conversations about getting the fees from those pools, potentially, I'm not going to front run any governance discussion, distributed to sales stakers. And believe me when I say the volume is coming. We can already see it on the Osmo DEX. I think it was one of the biggest buybacks on the Osmo DEX today, but 650 at the minute. It will get more, trust me, right? Next thing, and probably my biggest thing, guys, you've got to pay attention to Shark Protocol. I sit in a room at work with 40-odd people, right? And they all go to me, what? Because for some reason, I'm known as the crypto nerd now. But they're like, what cryptocurrency should I buy? You're all hoping I say, I'll go buy. I don't do that because I don't want to lead anyone on, right? But if I could have an app where I could say, well, you don't necessarily have to buy and hold one. You can bet on one using USDC. Noble USDC. So you've limited your exposure as well because you've just got USDC. That I can sort of endorse. I can encourage people into crypto that way, you know? And what is it all built on top of? Migaloo. And what does Shark Protocol also offer, which is unbelievable? 10% revenue share of their 2% fees to whale stakers. To whale stakers. So whale stakers, in the next week, they're going to get them adjusted wrapped Bitcoin whatever rewards, which means that we're probably going to get a bit more Bitcoin staked, single-sided staked to the network. We've got AMP Osmo that's going to go live. That probably, it's going to have a much bigger take, 10 times the take of any other asset we've ever put on chain. 10 times the take, right, that we've done. So, and then you're going to have the fact that anytime anyone plays Shark Protocol, it's going to kick back to whale stakers, right? And what are we? We're LSD heavy, right? All our satellite markets, the bonding token is an LSD. The LSD protocols, they get these fees as well. They get this increased yield. So all of a sudden, this people talk about, I think it was 80% on Luna satellite market, right? That's 80% on top of the compounding rate of the LSD as well. So most people, they see the LSD itself as a utility. Oh, it's just compounding my rewards. I ain't got to think about it. But we don't even think about that no more because we've taken it to the next level. And we've given our LSD so much utility. And then this stream swap, you're going to get Shark, right, which you can stake and be the house. And it was why I came back to that conversation earlier. that LSD that is produced, that might be an alliance asset on Migaloo as well. So you encourage people to stake Shark, which makes the protocol more secure, gives a better price, price payouts on bets and stuff, because there is more Shark staked to the protocol. And that is something we should subsidize, in my opinion. But, you know, this is all kicking into gear now. It's all kicking into gear. And the burn fee now goes live, which I think is set at 50%. Of a TX, and let's say it's roughly average one. Some are higher, some are lower, the fees, yeah. So say one. So what have we been doing? We've kind of not a lot to do on chain at the minute. We've been doing roughly 5,000 TXs a day. That's with all the ARB volume and the swap volume from our normal teams. Once Shark Protocol goes live, let's say we double, triple, quadruple that. We're burning 10,000 WHALE a day on top of buying it back from the spots on across all markets, with the Osmo decks just starting to rev up. I don't know if you've read the Quasar prop, guys, from Spacel. Please go and check it out. It's a fantastic prop, and it's another thing that Saldal should be very proud of putting forward. And also, one last thing for me, because I had to have a bit of rant because I'm so excited, in case you can't tell. Ophirdal, they just posted a picture of their redeemable treasury. Are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh? This is a $16 million blockchain. Less than $30 million fully diluted valuation. And we've got a potentially a treasury tail with a redeemable treasury on Migaloo. Again, bringing volume through the chain. And yeah, that's why I'm super bullish on it. I could talk about Ashdow and Guppy as well. I don't know if you saw that Guppy put out the... what's it called? The Omniflix MMA fight NFTs for Guppy and Shark over on Omniflix there. Our ecosystem is buzzing, guys, and I'm so excited. So that was just my 2-minute get excited. Hopefully everyone gets excited with me. But please, guys, I'm telling you this now. I'm going to make a YouTube video because I'm sick of everyone going, this ecosystem is too complex. I'm going to show you in four or five clicks how you can play Shark Protocol from an exchange right the way to play it. And I'm going to do that as a YouTube video just so people can see. And I'll do it in my way that makes sense to an idiot like me. So, but just stay tuned for that one. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to jump in here, JG. I'm sorry. I'm going to pull rank on you and jump in here and just comment on a couple things that Midlintech said. Love the energy, always bringing the energy, bringing the excitement. There's a lot to be excited about, right? There just is. Want to comment on a couple things. One is Saldal. So Saldal, first of all, there was a new prop that was just introduced on discussion on the forums from Quasar. I will say this about it, okay, and I'm waiting for the discussion to play out before I weigh in on behalf of Migaloo Foundation, right, because we have a huge bag. And basically, you know, Saldal was birthed from me and from White Whale, right? I would be open to the Quasar prop and open to making it work, depending on how the details of how it's structured, okay? As of right now, the issue is that the liquidity, which is a lot of liquidity, he's asking for the lion's share of what's left of the Osmo, 400K Osmo, is all going on the Osmosis DEX, not on White Whale DEX. That's how it's presented right now. So there is no direct benefit for White Whale. And frankly, all of that Osmo can be paired with other good projects that we could put on White Whale decks that are that are generating, you know, volume and fees for us. Right. So that's an issue as far as I'm concerned. So if there is a way, and he seems insistent on that. So if there is a way to structure the deal where the liquidity goes on White Whale DEX, I'm all for it, you know, and I would be much, much more, you know, keen on supporting. However, right now, I just want to make sure everybody's clear that the prop diverts the Osmo to Osmosis DEX, to his existing pool on Osmosis DEX. And that's an issue, right? It just doesn't benefit White Whale at all. Okay, go ahead, Sencom, then I got more. Go ahead. You want to comment specifically on this point, I'm assuming?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it's open. You know, if they want to put the liquidity wherever they like, they can buy up some sale and vote for it. So I encourage that. So, you know, as it currently stands, you know, Osmosis got 400 million airdrop, Migaloo got 100 million. At the same time, 95%, 94% of Migaloo, you know, airdrop participants claimed their tokens, and only a fraction of a fraction claimed on Osmosis. So even though the airdrop was heavily skewed, rightfully heavily skewed towards Osmosis, most of the tokens are in the hands of the Migaloo community. And naturally, this community is, you know, would like to see liquidity on White Whale. So if projects want liquidity elsewhere, they can. I think there's two ways to get that. One, have compelling arguments why this should be the case. And, you know, there's always room for deals. You know, everything has a price. And two is, you know, buy up some tokens. You know, it's easy. It's on the Osmosis front end now. So, but yeah, JG.
Yo, I just wanted to say one thing. So Mega Lunatic, I just want, just struck me. So you don't want to suggest to your friends and family just to buy some whale, but you'll just recklessly tell them to gamble on assets that they have no idea about? I just don't understand the thinking. I think I would tell them to buy whale.
Shark is the safer bet. He wants to be he wants to be more conservative with his family. All right, JG. Okay. All right. Fair point. Way to call him out.
Well, I don't want him to get in trouble with his family.
I know. It's a laugh. It was worth the good laugh. All right. SailDAO. The other thing I wanted to say, you know, and just kind of address some, you know, some back and forth there was this week, right? We've had an issue with SailDAO, with some of the Osmos OGs that basically they just oppose every prop we put up, doesn't matter what it is, and threaten to veto and claw back every single time, right? So I got in a little tiff with them on Twitter. Oddly enough, they support this prop, which is the first prop that doesn't send the liquidity to White Whale Dex. So figure that out. But in any case, I just wanted to go through so everybody understands and so everybody knows the narrative, because, you know, these guys, they're like, oh, SailDAO is, I've just written it off at this point. It's gone rogue. They're doing whatever the hell they want with the funds. It's a mess. You know, like they talk about it like we're a piece of garbage, right? Like SailDAO is a piece of garbage. I just want to go through real quick what SailDAO has accomplished for Osmosis in the past 8 weeks. Okay. So first of all, we've added an LSD to Osmosis with B Osmo, right? Amp Osmo was already there. We've gotten liquidity for Amp Osmo. We've gotten liquidity for B Osmo, which is coming down the pipe. We've deployed a DEX, right? White Whale DEX has been deployed on Osmosis. There is an upcoming hot hyped NFT collection coming to Osmosis, not to mention an NFT marketplace and further collections coming to Osmosis. We have Deep Roar liquidity and crazy volume on Osmosis now. We have a Shark launch, a protocol launch in Osmo, the raise in Osmo on their platform. We have started a White Whale validator on Osmosis. We market bought about 30K Osmo to stake to our validator from the Migaloo Foundation. And not to mention, we brought our kick-ass community over there. I now hold Osmo, you know, we're all using it. We've migrated and we've brought our community. We've integrated our community into Osmosis. That's in 8 weeks and we're just getting started. Okay. So, as far as I'm concerned, SailDAO is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing and more. We're delivering and we're just getting going. Okay. So I want our community to understand the narrative in case you hear the nonsense on Twitter, so you can be able to respond to it. It's clearly there's conflict of interests, and clearly us getting this liquidity was not in line with some of these individuals' interests. So they're basically trying to sabotage, you know, and frankly, it's just baloney. It's just baloney. So I wanted that to be said. Okay. I wanted that to be said in here so everybody knows what's really happening. All right. next thing I wanted to comment on, and Migalunatic brought it up, is I wanted to comment on Ophir. So Ophir, I love Ophir, right? It's my, you know, we all have our favorites. We all have our bias. Apart from Whale, it's my second favorite in the ecosystem. I'm actively involved, right, in it. It's on fire. Ophir is just on fire right now. We are making great progress on the redeemable treasury, which honestly I think is a game changer. I just think it's a game changer. So we have a vision for Ophir to be this next generation investment fund, right? It is the DeFi version of a hedge fund, right? But it's this actively managed DeFi natives going, building a portfolio, optimizing yield, hunting airdrops, participating in seed rounds. All of that stuff that normies don't know how to do, and even DeFi natives don't have time to do, right? So it's, you just buy Ophir tokens and you let us manage your portfolio and grow your crypto portfolio for you. And then whenever you want to, once our redeemable treasury is done, you can just redeem your Ophir for all of the assets in that treasury. So for BTC and for Whale and for Kuji, right? For Roar, for all, you know, let's say there's 10-15 assets in there, you get your share of all those assets. It is, you know, it makes it so you have ownership of the treasury. Ophir, you actually have ownership of the treasury, right? So it's an innovative game changer, right? Not, you know, one of those things. Cosmos doesn't have anything like it. There's one protocol that I'm aware of on Ethereum that kind of does this. It's called Moloch DAO, but this is our own version of it. It's groundbreaking in DeFi. Okay. So, I'm super pumped about Ophir. Our Seekers round is open right now. Shameless shill, right? We are, we're trading above 0.005. It's at 0.0025 with a 6-month lock. So if you missed it, if you missed the founding round, if you don't want to market buy it, it's a great opportunity to get in. Right now is a great opportunity to get into Ophir. So that's my Ophir plug. All right. What else we got? Any other community members, questions, comments?
I think Holly from Ashdown.
Holly. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, gentlemen. Man, I'm so pumped about Ophir. I've been actually working on an NFT series with my wife. One of the things we're doing with Guppy DAO, we've been talking to JG and some other groups, Wawa and stuff. And I have one of the gold chains on the dog as an Ophir symbol because I, you know, loving what Ophir is doing. So thanks for that. So Ash DAO, we're moving full steam ahead. Lord Ginge has been hard at work at the Guppy Yuppies. If you're on the, you know, Super Guppy Telegram, you'll get some sneak previews. We got all sorts of different groups we're working with. There's the Crypto Dungeon Water Dragons, we got Ophir Orca, we got the Galactic Mining Turtles, we got Ginkgo Guards, we got Backbone Buccaneers. Like, there's all, like, literally this is going to bring together the entire Migaloo kind of community and some Terra as well. And I just can't wait for the launch. So it's coming up. I know you keep hearing that, but the artwork is, you know, it's, he's a perfectionist, and it's for good reason. So keep your eye out. We're doing a little bit more and more of the promo for that. I don't know if you saw last week, we had a couple of different treasure hunts. Shout out to Devin Zone, who won the $500, and then he left some for someone else as well. So we're doing some great promo on this. I want to thank Patrick Calibia, who's joined the Ash DAO, and he's kind of helping head the Guppy DAO up for us. Just some great work. We got some more of that promo stuff coming, so keep your eyes open as we lead towards the Guppy Yuppie launch. There's more and more promos. One of those things that Mega kind of spoke on, and that is Shark and Guppy have teamed up. Well, I don't know if we're teamed up, we're fighting, because Shark does actually have a little bit of if you saw the video, they've taken over part of Guptopia. Sharko has kind of decided that the government's not doing a good enough job, and he's taken over part of Guptopia. But right now we have a fight that's going to be happening on Fight Farm Bets, which is part of Omniflix, and there is a UFC battle that basically the Shark contender and the Guppy Guppy contender. If you think a Guppy can't look tough, go look at Farm Fight Bets, and you're going to see like a tough looking Guppy. We got a video kind of launched. There's more and more of that happening. So that's coming up for the next UFC fight in April. And so keep your eye on that. There's ways to kind of make money and win if you buy some of the NFTs. And that's basically, we're basically trying to promote Migaloo outside of the Migaloo family. And so now we're on OmniFlix. Actually, I was on a call for OmniFlix talking about what we're doing here at Migaloo just yesterday. So OmniFlix show actually had a little representation. So we're doing a lot of work. We are sitting down with JG. I mentioned before, groups like Bad Dog and Wawa. We're trying to talk about the furnace. We've got some NFTs that we want to kind of do in conjunction with that. So I do think we're near to having the furnace launch, the next derivatives. We've also been talking with other groups. We're talking to Terra. We're talking to Lunk about possible furnace possibilities. You know, we don't know if this will work out or not, but we're doing a lot, and I hope that people keep their eyes on what AshDAO is doing, what Guppy's doing. We find our purpose is to basically help people see beyond see Migaloo from the outside. So we're taking it to Juno, and we're doing a lot of work there. I think CENCOM kind of related to that. We're taking it to OmniFlix. We're taking it beyond, and hopefully you're going to see all the kind of different collaborations we've been doing are helping draw more and more people to Migaloo. So this isn't just about going out, and it's about bringing people back in. So hopefully you'll keep an eye out for what AshDAO is up to. Follow us on Twitter. And you know, if you have any leads for us, please let us know. We are always kind of community bound. So we're trying to make, you know, connect people. And I do that just on my own. And everyone at AshDAO, each person has a specialty. So right now I'm trying to focus on Wawa. I know that Ed's really helping us think through Mayor Ed, who was up earlier. He's trying to help us think, how do we connect into Osmo and make that a strong connection. We're working, you know, on looking at Zeely and Galaxy and other ways of trying to help marketing Migaloo to the outward community. And so that's kind of one of the things that we want to like focus on as AshDAO. We realize like we got some good creative people. We got some.
Did we lose them, or is it just me?
Nope, another one's down. You know, Elon took another one.
another one goes down.
It always gets the best.
Can't hear me?
Yeah, he's back. You're back. Yeah. Resurrection.
Okay. So I think at the end, all I was trying to say was, if you're part of Migaloo, and your project, or you know, talk to us. AshDAO wants to help get the name out there. We want to help make sure that you are promoted, and we'll put you into what we're doing. What we did with the last treasure hunt, we had people go into the Discords of Backbone and go into the different DAOs and Galactic Mining and Roar. We want to make sure that we help get you out there. So we'll bring people into your Discord. We'll bring people to your coins and your tokens. And so just talk to AshDAO. We're here to help promote Migaloo. Thanks.
All right. Anyone else? Floor is open.
So a community member asked in the comments, actually, for a question for our CTO, CENCOM. When will it be possible again to link Station to our White Whale app?
Yeah, it's among my favorite questions, the wallet stuff. So as it currently stands, for context, the Station team did an upgrade, and we're using some kind of a multi-wallet abstraction layer called Cosmos Kit, where Kepler and Leap and everybody's in. And the upgrade that the Station team did that broke this connection to the wallet kit. So it doesn't, it works alone, but it doesn't work into the kit. So it will work again as soon as the Station team fixed their issues with the wallet connection. That's the short answer, because we're not overly excited about, you know, rebuilding our whole wallet code every other week. So that's the answer.
All right. I think this is a great place to land this plane. I will give a few closing remarks. I want to thank all you guys for coming, and I want to thank you for supporting Whale and our ecosystem. You know, our community is the best. you know, our community. We've been through a lot. Riding the whale, right, is not for the faint of heart. You know what I'm saying? It's quite a ride, but it's a fun ride. You know, it's a fun ride. I mean, I don't know who else does weekly spaces with their team, with their executive team, where you can ask anything. We basically, you know, wear everything on our sleeve. We're as transparent as we can get. And we've, you know, we're intentional about building community. You know, relationships are important to us. Culture is important to us. You know, this is like a family here, right? So, and I want everybody to feel that way. And I want everybody, my goal and my heart is that we all prosper together. We all make it together. That's what this is about. Us all making it together, you know? So that's the culture that we want. And, you know, we may have some bumps, we may have some ups and downs and dips along the way, but, you know, I'm not stopping till we make it. I'm just not. So, you know, thank you for being on the ride. You know, Whale is printing again. The rewards, the money machine is turned back on between our DEX rewards, if you're bonded, and our Alliance rewards, if you're Alliance staked. You know, in the meantime, while we wait for the moon, we're printing. Right. We're whale prints you cash if you know how to use it correctly. So we just keep printing, you know, we just keep printing and people eventually we're going to get noticed, you know, and I'll say this too. The run in DeFi, the real run in deep for DeFi hasn't started yet. Right. Right now. I mean, you have Bitcoin running. And that's in full swing. You have meme coins and shit coins going crazy, right? That's, you know, it's shit coin season for sure. And that's fine. You know, some other sectors, AI and DPIN and stuff, they're getting some momentum, but we haven't really seen a real run in hardcore DeFi, which that's what we are. Right. That's what we are. That's what things like Kujira, Astroport, Osmosis, even. Right. We pumped in a few months ago in December, but the real run for DeFi has not yet started yet, but it will. It will. It's coming. And when that happens, just hold on. Just hang on and, you know, enjoy the ride. Right. So again, thank you all. A lot of updates as usual this week. I'm sure there will be a lot next week. And everybody have a good week and LFG. Let's go.
Let's fucking go. Thanks everybody for coming.
Let's go. See you guys. Thanks for coming.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is clear now.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better just like move on.
Channel Spaces.